post-championship press conference, and we're joined by Ben Rhodes, the 2021 NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion. If you have a question for Ben, raise your hand. We'll get right to questions. We'll start up here with Matt.
Matt Weaver, Racing America. I guess my first question for you, I know it was challenging, but did you appreciate the opportunity to go out there and have the lead and play defense, and then whatever happens, happens?
Yeah, I like the fact that my crew chief, Rich Lucius, gives me those opportunities. He's bold. He makes a lot of crazy pick calls like that, and sometimes they work. I mean, we were just on the cusp of making it work. I think if that last restart didn't come out, we could have held him off and, you know, be really happy right now, but I'm not. So here I am, and I tell you, I'm thankful for those calls. I just wish that could have worked out differently. I mean, that was just the story of 2 versus 4. I couldn't get the jump I needed on the green. I just didn't have the grip with my two tires that the other guys had, and it was just extremely difficult to hold them off. I even coming to the checkered flag there, I even tried to drive it in as deep as I could to get to them, and the TV didn't show it the best, but I just banged the truck off the wall because I wasn't going to make the corner. I just used the wall to turn me and kind of pulled shades of Ross Chastain, I guess. I didn't ride it, but I hit it and was able to barely stay in front of the 18. So gave it all I had and just didn't have any more. So we needed more pace all day long.
Was it kind of a no-win scenario in the sense that you can't block Zane on the bottom and Chandler up top, so you kind of have nowhere to go?
Yeah, if I could do it over again, I would have changed up my restart a little bit. I went with what I thought would have been best for me, but again, just not having the same level of grip that those guys had, I didn't expect them to get as big of a jump that they got. I expected them to be with me a little bit, but not, you know, pretty much in front of me by turn one. So, that was a little unexpected. If I could go back, I would change that for sure. But yeah, I mean, look, it's unexpected to be racing for the win like that when we were, you know, 6th through 10th the whole day. So, again, that pit strategy was really very appreciated. That's what gave me the chance. And, you know, I think it was bold, and it could have paid off big. It definitely paid off to get second, right?
Now joined by Chandler Smith, and we'll go to continue with questions. We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin, let me know, JC.com. Ben, for you, you said it's a bold move, but when he puts you out front, like, what's going through your head?
I'm not going to be able to hold this. No, drive as hard as you can. Use the clean air, block the dirty air. And I, when I was in front of him, I just knew I had to drive in as deep as possible, get it turned as quick as possible, and do everything I could. Don't worry about saving the truck. If I destroy the truck here, well, so be it, because I was doing all I could to hold him off. As soon as the caution came out, though, I knew we were in trouble. If the caution ever came out, I think, honest to goodness, I think we could have won the thing. But, you know, that's hindsight, right? Like, that's make-believe land. I just wish I could have changed up my restart a little bit, and maybe things would be different for me right now.
Go over here, and then go to Zach.
Steven Stump of frontstretch.com. Obviously, it's incredibly hard to repeat as champion in this series. Only Matt Crafton has done it. Obviously, one spot short, but are there any solaces you can take from your team and your performance tonight?
Well, I think the team has the ability to dive deep and show up when it matters, right? We need more consistency throughout the regular season and just in general. We got to work on more raw speed and consistency. But the fact that the team can have the foresight to make awesome calls and to put me in position when it matters for us to try to come in clutch, I think that's huge. And they don't quit, and I don't quit, so we're just going to keep doing that and work on the other stuff in the meantime and hopefully have a little more consistency next year. Thank you.
Do you have any questions from the press box? Okay. Any more questions for Ben? Bob, you have a question for Ben? Bring up to Bob. We'll wrap up Ben with Bob.
Bob Hockrist, Fox Sports. Ben, you know, three of the guys will be back in the series, we assume, next year. So just, you know, looking forward to next year, just, I mean, do you see Ty, Zane, and probably some others who've been in the championship before as kind of the main contenders?
Ooh, well, I don't know. Early to say. Definitely good drivers, right? They definitely have the talent for it, so I don't see why not. Obviously, the teams have a lot to do with that. They're all racing for good teams, so yeah, I don't see why not. You know, the Truck Series has just grown in depth, and the strength of the field has become incredible, right? Like, it is getting so incredibly hard to get top tens now, where if I could take the skill set that I've developed now and the crew and the team that I've put together now and take that back, years ago, I think we'd be doing some really special things. Nothing to discredit the past, but this field has just grown so strong. So I expect nothing less in the future. I think it's just going to get tougher and tougher.
Ben, congratulations on a great 2022. Thanks for the great show, and enjoy the offseason.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, we'll continue the question. We'll go back to Zach in the back here.
Zach Sterniola with NASCAR.com. Chandler, this chapter comes to a close for you at KBM and the truck series. So I'm curious what your emotions are after a night like this, especially as close as you guys came late.
Not happy or anything about it, obviously, coming up third, racing with a 38, coming to the white flag pretty hard and position to be able to either use them up or whatnot, and I felt like I did everything I could. It's just they were in their own zip code all night. Like, that's just the realest thing about it. I mean, they were really, really good this year throughout the whole season, and we all knew that we were going to have to race them at Phoenix if we made it here. I think I'm speaking for probably anybody, so to be completely honest with you, I feel like they may have been the most deserving out of anybody. We busted our butts and we made it here, but they were the best truck tonight for sure. So it just wasn't meant to be for our group, and it's definitely emotional because Danny Stockman's been a really big part of, you know, my learning curve of getting in the NASCAR ranks and kind of maturing to, you know, being a full-time truck series driver than racing for a championship. Stockman's a really, really big part of, you know, why that is, and my whole group. So, I mean, yeah, it's really disappointing, but I can't be too upset with, you know, second full-time season and raced for a championship and had a shot at it. Just wasn't meant to be. Thank
you. Got to go to Jonathan over here, and then back to Matt, and then Bob.
Jonathan Field, the racing experts for Ty. Obviously, you have a rich racing background, and I guess my question is, this week going through this whole championship four buzz and ever since you clinched the spot, what has that been like? Have you heard from certain people, you know, just like what has this whole experience been like?
Yeah, it's been a dream come true. My NASCAR career hasn't been great up to this point. Been through a lot of rough moments, and have had a good support system around me, and just persevered through some rough times, and landed in a really good spot at Thor Sport, and just thankful to have had the opportunity. And it was just a matter of me just taking it all in all week, right? It's so hard to make it to Phoenix, and to do it my first full-time season has been pretty special. We've come a long way throughout the year, and we've been putting races together on a consistent basis the back half of the season. And all you can ask for is a shot to win this championship, and just really proud of the effort of everybody. It's been, like I said, a dream come true season. I think we have a really good foundation. Hoping to be back next year.
And Chandler, I guess my question for you, you know, obviously losing championship is tough, you know, and but being a new father, has that kind of changed your outlook on, you know, having a loss like this? How's that kind of been?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing my wife and my son, to be honest with you. So, yeah, off season is going to be fun for sure.
Okay, come up here to Matt.
Matt Weaver, Racing America. First for Ty, just kind of walk me through the run you had there and what happened with the contact with Zane.
Yeah, I was just I knew the 38 was obviously the best truck all night. He's been probably the best truck all year on a consistent basis, and we were trying to bring a championship home for Duke and Ronda, and I got pretty aggressive there, tossed it off onto the apron into one, and tried to get to his quarter panel and wiggle him a little bit, and in doing so, I, you know, probably should have been either more aggressive or way less aggressive. I just kind of met in the middle there on aggression standpoint, and just took all the air off my right side and spun out underneath him, trying to get underneath him and get a run. You know, I knew if I could get underneath him and get to his quarter panel on exit and pull him back, I knew at that point it could have been between Ben and I, and really would have ensured a championship for Thor Sport, and that was sort of my vision in making that move. It just, I didn't execute it well enough and didn't pan out.
than Chandler on the restart, being given the chance at the front row. Did that surprise you, and did you like the opportunity? I know it's not the bottom, but to be able to have clean track and at least be on the attack?
I wish I could redo it because I got such a good launch. I actually launched way better than him, and I was about half a truck length at the start-finish, but I didn't want, for some reason, there be a penalty, so I lifted a little bit to let him get back even with me. And a part of me wishes I would have just kept in it and went on with it, you know what I mean? There may have been a different outcome, penalty or not. I still gave it my best shot, but coulda, woulda, shoulda, right? But no, I mean, it was really good. Got off in there, 38 slid up, and crossed him over and tried using him up, getting into turn three. It's just we both drove in super deep. He was already on my door, had no air on my side, and was just swatting flies in there, so there was nothing to even use.
I kind of thought of the Derby a little bit in terms of what's going to happen on the corner, how deep can you go, how deep were you willing to drive it, and what could have happened there if you guys both didn't drive in so hard?
Yeah, these cars or these trucks are completely different than a super late model. If you drive in on somebody's door in a super late model just as deep, they're not going to be as effective as much as a truck. And a truck, I mean, crap, I was next to spinning out getting into turn three, to be completely honest with you. So, I mean, I could have probably backed up my entry, but the reality is the 38 already had clean air on his nose and everything, and he's been so good all day. My best shot was to try to wiggle him a little bit, stay side by side, getting in the morning, use him up again, which I almost did, but the 99 was still behind him. They were able to line up, and he kind of had an air buffer and kind of pushed him away from me, and I couldn't stay on his quarter.
Do we have anything in the press box? Okay, we'll come back down to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Chandler, you answered most of my questions, but did you on the final two laps, I mean, did you do everything that you did? Did it play out the way you thought it was going to, or did something else happen that
no, honestly, yeah, it played out about how I simulated in my head when I got the outside. I knew that I was going to have a better launch than the 99 because he was on two tires. I was on four. I felt like I was going to have the advantage getting into one, which I haven't seen the replay if I did or didn't, but the 38 slid up, crossed him over, but he had the preferred lane getting into three, in my opinion, which was kind of the middle to top just for him being able to have, you know, good solid drive, get the power down, not have somebody sitting on your door. So it wasn't the best situation for me, but when the 99 took the bottom and the 38 kind of went to the bottom as well, I was wanting to go to the bottom, and then I was going to do exactly what the 38 did. But that kind of completely flip-flopped what I had vision in my head. And at the end of the day, it just wasn't meant to be. We did everything. We were mistake-free all day, gained spots on pit road, every single pit stop. We didn't have the best truck, but at the end of the day, we gave it a shot, and we had one. And it still, ended up third, so it wasn't meant to be.
Okay, any final questions for Chandler or Ty? All right. Well, congrats, gentlemen, on a great season. Thanks for a great race, and enjoy your off season.